Everyone's starting to get off work, getting a little bit more kind of home time, alone time over the festive season. So we thought we'd put together a list of great Christmas films for you. I'm joined in studio right now by three of our wonderful producers. Got a full deck of cards right here. We've got Camilla and Marlene and Kevin. Guys, good morning. How are we?
Morning, Jess. Very well.
We're good. We're feeling good. Now.
The enthusiasm. Morning.
Yeah, like morning, Christmas.
Yeah, I like Christmas, so it's good.
Okay, so what have we got? What have we got happening in terms of Christmas movies? I guess you're taking the lead,
Camilla. Camilla's the Christmas guy.
Yeah.
Camilla Christmas.
Well, I mean, it was kind of hard to come up with what qualifies as a Christmas film.
Right.
So I thought we'd kick off with the hipster's choice, which is obviously Die Hard.
Okay. I don't know. Yeah, okay. I've never seen any of these films that you've got on this list.
Oh my God, really?
None of them.
None at all.
All right, spoiler alert, but you've never seen Home Alone?
I've seen that one.
I was going to say.
I've seen that one. And that's Oh, and I've seen Love Actually.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah, they're the key movies.
Six on the... So I've never seen Die Hard.
It's going to be a fun time.
Right? So, like, it's Bruce Willis, and I know that. And I know he says yippee-ki-yay, and I know he hangs around in a vent. What else am I missing from Die Hard?
A group of terrorists takes control of a building to steal bonds out of the safe on the top floor,
okay.
Led by Hans Gruber, played by the effervescent Alan Rickman.
Oh.
R.I.P. And John McClane, the hero of the film.
Bruce Willis.
Yes. Yeah. His wife is in there. And his whole thing, he's a cop. He's meant to go there and, you know, find her and save her. And then he gets into the building and starts causing a ruckus, basically.
A ruckus-causing gentleman.
It's set at Christmas time.
Yeah, so how are we qualifying a Christmas film?
Well, the whole thing is he comes from New York and she's in LA, is that correct? I only watched this for the first time just recently.
Oh, cool.
And that's why it's slightly fresh in my mind. But he's trying to like win her back even though she's now seeing another guy.
Yeah, they're kind of separated.
Yeah, there's this weird kind of like, here I am, I've come to save her heart or something weird like that, but then she ends up in a terrorist.
She's at an office Christmas party.
Yes.
She's at a Christmas party.
So that's where the whole shebang happens.
All right, so that's why we're qualifying a Christmas film, just if it's set at Christmas.
I feel like if there's something Christmas about it.
If you've got a Christmas tree and some lights in there,
there was a bauble.
Otherwise, all we'd be talking about is like Nightmare Before Christmas.
Great film.
Miracle on 34th Street. And those, there's only so much. Yeah, so I guess going on from Die Hard, which is similarly themed, not about Christmas, but set at Christmas time, is Batman Returns.
Yep.
Which is one for all the Catwoman lovers out there.
Which one is that one? That's the Halle Berry Catwoman. That's the second.
No. Batman Returns is the second Tim Burton one with the Penguin, played by Danny DeVito.
Oh.
And it's the one where I believe it's still Michael Keaton as Batman.
As Batman. Yeah. Okay, this is before. Who nearly ruined Batman? Schumacher. George Clooney?
Yes.
Yeah.
George Clooney. Michael Schumacher's Batman and Robin with George Clooney.
Do you guys...
nips on the suit.
Okay.
Yeah, no good.
What, did you say nips on the suit?
Yeah,
as in nipples?
He put nipples on the bat suit.
Why?
Ooh.
Why?
Why indeed?
To puzzle the villains.
Yeah.
What's that?
Marlene, Kevin, do you guys watch superhero films?
Not really.
Oh, you go, Marlene? Yeah. No.
I think Deadpool's like...
The level for you.
No.
So what will people who like don't watch superhero films enjoy about Batman Returns?
Oh, yeah.
Not much.
Okay, cool. The Christmas element.
I think I've seen all of them, but I can't distinguish between any of them. Yeah. For me, the Avengers is all one movie, and same Batman, maybe one or two feel slightly different.
If you want something that crosses the line and blurs the line between hero and Christmas a bit more, then Jingle All the Way is the film for you.
Okay.
The one in which Arnold Schwarzenegger tries to buy his son the new hot toy of Christmas, which is like this superhero figurine. And he can't find it anywhere, and he ultimately becomes the figurine that then flies through the air and comes to the king's rescue.
Oh, that sounds fun. So that's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, Jingle All the Way.
One of the
most underrated crap Christmas films you've ever seen.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Sure. Now we're moving on to a classic, Home Alone.
Oh, yeah.
Which is Macaulay Culkin.
Yes.
And just terrible parenting.
Twice.
Yeah. It's just, like, how many times can you forget? Obviously, they were trying to leave him behind.
For sure.
In my opinion. Have you guys seen Home Alone?
Of course. I mean, this is actually one that's traumatized me more than Macaulay Culkin because my name's Kevin and his name is Kevin. And so the amount of times I've had to hear different lines from that movie through my entire life.
Really?
Like, oh my God, Kevin, you're such a disease, I think is one of the lines.
My best friend in high school, her name was Meg, and so her whole life, she's, shut up, Meg. Like, that's all she
What's
got.
That from?
Family Guy.
Oh, right.
Okay, so we've got Home Alone and Home Alone 2.
Home Alone 2 is way, way better.
Okay, cool.
Really?
It's way superior to the first one.
Okay.
Set in New York.
I saw this all when I was actually a child, so I can't really remember it, but I did have the video game, and it was probably one of the first video games I ever had.
Excuse me, stop it, Mr. Fancy Kid.
Yeah.
You had a video game of Home Alone.
It might be MS-DOS or maybe a little bit after that.
Yeah,
so we're talking about, it's pretty basic.
I had like Sonic and Crash Bandicoot that I would rent from the video store if I was sick. Like that was my level. All right, so we've got Home Alone, Home Alone 2. We're on to number 5. And what have we got for our fifth kind of spot?
Just quickly before we move on,
Tim
Curry is also in Home Alone 2.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So,
really?
Yeah, he plays the concierge guy at the hotel.
Oh, okay.
Amazing.
Random.
Yeah, he's.
I know Donald Trump's in Home Alone 2
He's
as
also
well.
Really? Pennywise. Yeah, he is. Ugh. yeah, so I get the next one I put here, Scrooged, because I feel like there's never enough Bill Murray at Christmas, and Scrooged is built one of Bill Murray's best worst films.
Best worst film.
For sure. Yeah.
I've never even heard of this
it's
film.
It's like a contemporary
Scrooge McDuck thing.
It's like a contemporary night before. What's the thing where Scrooge?
That is Night Before
Three
Christmas.
The ghosts of Christmas past. Yeah. I just know the Disney version.
So Scrooge is played by Bill Murray in this, and he is, you know, some hotshot office guy who gets taught a lesson, I guess, and then becomes a little bit more patient and loving. Which is nice, yeah.
Should I watch it or not?
Heartwarming.
I mean, Bill Murray is in it, so if you like Bill Murray, definitely. I would definitely watch it.
No, I only know the Disney version of that, Scrooge McDuck.
That's a great film.
Which is a fan. Huey Louie.
I'll probably be watching that on the bus on the way home.
All right, next one is one I know.
It's one we all know.
Yeah.
One we all love.
Yeah. And making a comeback, Alan Rickman, once again.
Yes.
Love him.
You love him.
I'd love him to death.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's great.
In Love Actually, which is...
Such a good film.
Slightly problematic in a few different ways, but also, an incredible kind of heartwarming film.
Yeah, it's a
unless you've got issues with men objectifying women a lot.
Sexism. Just the
which
patriarchy.
Is pretty shit, but it's also, quite funny, and if you can manage to overlook it as a moment in time, early 2000s when it was made. I mean, I guess if they made that again, it would be a little bit different, but...
Yeah.
It's got some good moments.
And it really
as well.
Kicked off a genre as well, that kind of multiple storyline.
That's why I hate it.
Big celebrity cast. Oh, that's why I love
it.
So there's Valentine's Day and New Year's Eve and all these films that came out afterwards with these big, big, big celebrity casts and multiple storylines, and it all kind of stemmed.
I only remember Hugh Grant smiling. Affably. I'm easily fooled by him.
Yeah. No, he's great.
I have a dazzling smile.
But it's also got Martin Freeman in it.
Yeah.
Who's
and
awesome.
Keira Knightley.
Yeah, he's really funny.
So many great actors in that film.
And Alan Rickman.
And Alan Rickman.
An obsession.
Now, the next one is another kind of quasi-Christmas film, because although it's set at Christmas and it's kind of kicked off by Christmas, the main idea of the film has nothing to do with Christmas, which is Gremlins.
Yeah.
So originally the Mogwai was being purchased for the kid who wants a Christmas gift, and the dad doesn't know what to get him, so he gets him this little weird creature thing with a set of instructions that he obviously does not follow.
Never get it wet.
Yeah, don't feed it after midnight.
So many rules.
I haven't watched this film, but
you've never seen Gremlins.
No, but I have.
Oh, you should watch it.
I think it was because I had a Furby as a kid that I loved.
Yeah,
too risky.
And I don't want to.
Very similar. Very similar.
But we also heard this rumor. I had baby born dolls and Zaff Creations baby dolls and all these sorts. I loved dollies when I was a kid, and the ones that would interact with you were the best. And I heard a rumor that if you mistreated your baby born, its eyes would turn black.
Oh my goodness.
And my friend did it, and it did. They did. They turned black.
Holy, what do you mean?
That's
turn
terrifying.
Black? The whole of the eyes, the whites of the eyes?
No, the colour of the eyes.
Just,
oh, man.
I don't know if it was just like a weird irises. Situation or what, but
how
yeah.
did your friend mistreat the
baby
born?
I have no idea.
Born?
I didn't even want to know. I didn't want my baby born near her baby born. I was like, you leave my baby born alone. My baby born gets new clothes every week. My baby born is well looked after.
Yeah, that's
all right, we got one last one.
Oh, speaking of goths, black eye stuff.
Yeah, there we go.
Hey,
that's
good
a segue.
Edward Scissorhands.
Great film.
Last one on the list, just because... again, we've got a film that isn't necessarily about Christmas, but it's set in a kind of Christmas-themed environment.
Yeah. And so this is Johnny Depp and Winona Ryder.
Yeah, in their heyday. Before.
In their heyday.
I think it's Johnny Depp's last memorable performance.
No.
No.
Come on. Once Upon a Time in Mexico was awesome.
Willy Wonka.
And Blow's really good as well.
I love Winona Ryder too.
She's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, I think she's really...
Stranger Things.
So good. Oh, yeah, so great. But Girl Interrupted is one of my favorite films of all time. Yeah. Winona Ryder, Angelina Jolie. Yeah. Brittany Snow. Fantastic film.
So Edward Scissorhands actually reminds me of the Seinfeld episode I just watched the other day where Jerry wants to change his barber from Gino to the other guy. And they're both in love with Edward Scissorhands because he's like, oh, who would want the scissors for the hands? You know, oh, it's so funny. Right. And then they're watching the film and they're, oh, it's so good.
So there are our Christmas movie picks. Some of them Christmassy, some of them a bit quasi-Christmassy. So we had Die Hard, Batman Returns, Home Alone 1-2, Jingle All the Way, Scrooged, Love Actually, Gremlins, Edward Scissorhands. Write them down. Give them a go. I think they're really good Christmas content for you. And guys.
I was just going to say, if all else fails, move on to Seinfeld.
I mean, if all else fails, Nightmare Before Christmas. Disney films.
Disney, yeah.
Or just watch the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
or alternative, poke your eyes out with hot sticks.
Yeah, I think so.
Damn, them spite words.
Guys, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Jess.
Oh, my goodness. That was good fun.